You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Archbishop of Juba says that Pope Francis wants to visit South Sudan and that he has told him he will do everything possible to make that happen. Speaking to Vatican Radio this morning after meeting with the Pope in the Vatican, together with a delegation of religious leaders from South Sudan, Archbishop Paulino Lucuduloro said the Holy Father listened attentively and asked many questions about the dramatic situation in the world's newest nation. South Sudan has seen ongoing fighting between government troops loyal to President Salva Kiir and opposition forces following former deputy Riek Machar. Thousands have been killed and tens of thousands displaced by the violence. Archbishop Lucuduloro also told Christopher Wells the country is in dire need of humanitarian assistance and of the care of the international community, and that he trusts the Pope and other Christian leaders will help raise awareness as regards the critical situation of the people of South Sudan.
South Sudan is more than 70% Christian. That is why we are here. I'm the Catholic Bishop of Juba in South Sudan. We have the Anglican Archbishop. We have a Presbyterian, we could say bishop. So we are three religious groups in the country, and there are more than that. We are seven Christian religious groups in the country. So we are all united, and therefore we are facing the situation together as religious groups, Christians for that matter, even if we have also contact with Muslim community which is in the country. So as religious groups, we are really together in the country. And so we have come to talk this moment, this time, as really ecumenical body, talking to the Holy Father. In fact, we have thought of that from here. We could go even to Britain to meet also the Archbishop of Canterbury to inform him of the situation and also to invite him to come. We have asked that the Holy Father and he together might visit us in our country. So I think we're coming from this basis as really people of Christian community visiting these Christian leaders in the world, really, so that we are consulting them to inform them about this situation that we have in the country. Because seemingly alone, we are getting defeated. Even our word that we are giving to our own people, to the government especially, is not being taken care of very, very seriously. And so we thought that from here, the church is not all here. We have still leaders over who should get into our situation so that the Holy Father can also talk to the international community, to the regional community, to help us. Because I think it is not correct that we suffer alone without the international community looking at us, helping us, caring for us, and doing something for us so that they intervene to help us so that we are able to manage the situation, to talk to our government and to talk to the international community and to help us with this humanitarian situation that we are so much in need of today. And so we have really come very honestly, good enough. It is the Holy Father himself who invited us. And therefore, I think we were very grateful for this. And this is really why we have come here. And the Holy Father expressed himself so willingly. He was really touched. And he said, I want to come to South Sudan. And I will do the best possible so that I can come to South Sudan. That was his final word. He gave us the blessing. And I think that is that.
And that was the Archbishop of Juba, Paulino Lucuduloro.